Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for a lost, dark, and dying world that we live in today. Blessings to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and that has ever been played. Amen. Fire, the gospel experience, will ignite and light your flame. and fan your spirit, man, woman, boy, and girl, so that you can be a victorious believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. Listen, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing in our time of spiritual renewal and refreshment from the book of Deuteronomy, 4th chapter and the 4th verse, where we read and we hear the prophet Moses declaring God's command, his holy and righteous word. He tells us, you and I, to be obedient for our own good, sharing with the children of Israel, yes, and us too, the great blessing and the tragic consequences that are abundant in our life. We want to live lives that are abundant, a life in God that gives us no fear and power over death. God is encouraging us all to seek his kingdom first, and our lives will be filled with his beautiful, blessed, and great abundance. My special guest is here. He's returning. This brother is so cool with his gospel urban ministry of music, talking about man of God, EHA the Spiritual is here. And I've already dubbed him as the Rakim of gospel music. Y'all is here to talk about it if you don't know, because you're in for a very, very anointed and sanctified treat from this brother. He has word in him. He has a very unique gospel music ministry, and you're just going to love it. Bless it. And I'm here to let you know all about it. He wants your support. I want your support. And that's what it's all about. And then later on, we will be shining our artist spotlight on gospel artist, woman of God. I'm talking about Stellar Award nominated woman of God doing her thing. Janine Bonner is going to be blessing us with her testimony and with her music ministry as well. So why don't you just go ahead and call your family members, call your friends, call your coworkers, call any and everybody that you know right now that you can think of that can use a good, good spiritual time of refreshing, because that's what we do on this fire gospel experience. We've already had prayer, and we are just turning the further services over to you, Holy Spirit God. Thank you for overseeing our lives. Thank you for healing us from all of our hurt, harm, and diseases. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Have your way, Holy Spirit God. Use us right now to your sanctified glory.
Keep my belief in the chief, and he bringing me peace and really let it be. Humble down to the ground to become me. While I'm standing here with this dirt big 24-7, keep your angels on protection of what I hurt me. All of my life I've been told it's about how you keeping your mind in control and pray to God because he for sure knows. And if it starts to get out of control, ain't no way to control. Take the burdens of life to the Almighty that hold the remote, the key to your soul. Give it a toll whenever you roll. Hear my day to day till you get old. I got so many stories to tell about the one that be saving me from hell. No going down that black hole. But when I'm here, what I'm facing, destruction bringing it to myself. Do it by myself, destroying my health. And one night I've barely made it. Woke me out of a dark death. Show me that I still have time left. The spirit is my breath. And bet that I'ma read it in. It double triples within, so I gotta win. And he anointed me, appointed me the gospel to hit him up. Convict, rebuke, correct, defend. Whenever given the opportunity, I tell you what I'm in. Get my testimony so you can make amends. Be sure to be keeping your periphery open, cause sinner be hoping your reality fall into dreamland.
Oh man, I'm here again. Dear Lord, if you wake me up and let me see another day, I promise I'll let your will be done. I'm sorry for being disobedient. Cause I was out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might be. Near to the one, cause the one is the come. I'ma stay in this life. Out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might be. Near to the one, cause the one is the come. I'ma stay in this life.
I be thankful for the way that he accumulated. Everybody in my family, you're real accommodating. I be thankful for the mercy and the demonstration. The salvation that we can redeem, we be compensated. Still I'm thankful for the sacrifice upon the cross. It's devastating, there came the reservation anticipating. So thank God because my soul ain't lost and I can't keep it down. Gotta
turn up. Get it out of your body, you body. No reason to follow. You gotta win body. Follow the suffering servant. Shining off like a shiny. The flame in the fire get hotter. No need for the naughty. He wants the righteous to hurt me. Tell me who deserve it. You gotta be thankful. The spirit gets a swirling. In him we be tangled. You know we hold the keys. I put his hands to dangle. Put it in his face, load up the ammo to tank full. Yeah, I praise you, cause you were with me when I was walking myself to my death and my grave too. But you remain true. All the time I'm thinking I'm alone to the end of the road and I grazed you. It's a wonderful feeling knowing you were waiting for me. It's all for your glory and I'm blessed, you deserve it all. I'ma endure and to never stall. The word that be filling them up, if you filling them up, we will never fall.
Yes indeed, yes, thankful. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. Yeah.
Cause I was out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the come. I'ma stay in this life. Out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the come. I'ma stay in this life. Out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the come. I'ma stay in this life. Out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the come. I'ma stay in this life. So thankful, I'm thankful, overcame all that might came me. That might near to the one, cause the one is the come, I'ma stay in this light.
I'ma stay in his light, G.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord, this is Fire, the Gospel Experience, and we are your evangelistic outreach station. Sounds of my special guest, EHA, the spiritual, talking about thank you. Thank you, Lord, because we do give praise. We do give honor. We magnify God in every aspect and seasons of life, even our dark days. And with that being said, yes, I thank God for his comforting presence during this particular time of bereavement for myself and my family with the death, unexpected death. Some of you all know, and for those that don't, my oldest daughter, Javon Antoinette Jefferson, I got the call 2-3 days ago that she had passed. Had no idea. So yes, I'm thankful for God bringing comfort to me to be able to continue on with my responsibility to stand as a soldier for Christ. To be an example and an encouragement that no matter what goes on in our life, even the death of a loved one, that God is able to sustain us. I'm a living witness. He has brought me through habits that was breaking me that I couldn't break. He has helped me to endure the loss of dear loved ones, and it's not just me. So I'm taking this time out now to thank God for having this spirit of comfort over my life, but I want to include each and every one of you that's listening to this broadcast, either live or on replay, that God is a sustainer, that God is a provider of life. And we're going to be talking about life and being alive. But right now, I just want you to know, thank you, each and every one of you all that called me to check on me. Your condolences on Facebook, those who reached out to me, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful to each and every one of you all. Bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus. Keep holding on to God's hand, no matter what the circumstance and the situation, because I can recall the Apostle Paul when he said that he now understands that even in his weaknesses and in his infirmities is when God will shine through him the most. So he says, let those trials and tribulations come. And I take great comfort in knowing that God will be my strength even in my weaknesses. I've heard several ministers and preachers say that when they may have been ill in their body, that they felt the spirit of Holy Spirit God come over them, and they were able to preach from a dynamic and a level that they've never been able to preach for before. So you all go ahead on and do what you got to do for Jesus. Just maintain contact with God, whatever you do. Let him be the one that bears your heavy load as you go through all of the different seasons of life. Again, thank you, and I love each and every one of you. My special guest, EHA, the spiritual. He is a general in the army of the Lord Jesus, the Yahshua Savior. He studied sound doctrine scriptures at King James Version, New Testament, resident of Dallas, Texas, and married to Brittany Ortiz Arnold. This is the married man of God. He's preaching through urban gospel music ministry, lyrically speaking. So without any further ado, certainly my pleasure to present the song and to introduce to everyone else, returning special guest, man, that's doing this big. EHA, the spiritual, is right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and I'm so happy to have this brother back with us. What a blessing it is to have this young man doing what he's doing on Fire Gospel Experience. Welcome, good brother. Welcome back to Fire Gospel Experience. EHA, the spiritual, how you doing, good brother?
I'm doing good, bro. Greetings to everybody out there.
Amen, amen. You so laid back, you so cool, you so calm, but boy, when you put that mic in your hand, man, you turned into a straight-up soldier for Jesus, don't you?
Yep, that's exactly what it is, bro. I'm a very calm soul until it comes to the work I have to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can recall hearing Michael Jordan's father talking about Michael Jordan, how when it came to his house chores and doing things around the house, he was kind of dragging and slow, he said, but when he put that basketball in his hand, he just turned into a whole nother person. His energy level raised, and he just said, I guess,
right,
you know, he was saving all his energy for when it was time to do what he do. And that's what you do, I see, and that's what you and I do as well, good brother. We save our energy for the fight. We gonna keep on keeping on regardless. Why don't you go ahead and reintroduce yourself to listening audience? Let us know about this wonderful man of God that you are, EHA, the spiritual.
Yes, I'm EHA, the spiritual, a servant, follower, believer, disciple, Christian, vessel, pillar, student, epistle writer, and born-again instrument of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. And how did you come to the handle of EHA? Because I know most people probably try to run those letters together and try to pronounce a word that you have no intended. I may have even been guilty of that when we first met. Tell us about your name, your platform name, your name in Jesus, your spiritual name, EHA. What does that stand for?
Yeah, EHA has a existence and a reason. The reason is every day honoring the Almighty, EHA, worshiping and praising God while preaching the gospel. EHA also, the existence is breathing in the Spirit of God. EHA is my real initials. My real name is Efren Herrera Arnold. So that's how EHA came about.
Amen. And did that come like in a dream overnight, or was it a process that God brought to you a little bit at a time?
It was kind of like a vision of him telling me, what my name was, because when I was secular rapping, I went by something else. But right. Then when he started calling me to the ministry, he started calling me by my real name, Reverend Arnold, and EHA. It just stood out, and it all made sense. Mm. I worship and praise him, so it's EHA, it's everyday honoring the Almighty. And that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Amen. You can include me on that list too, good brother, because that's what I'm going to do as well. Every day, all day, for the rest of my days, I'm going to uplift our Savior, Jesus Christ, because he is certainly worthy. And now, the last part that Amen. I've just been curious about, most people call themselves apostle, and most people call themselves big titles, but you say the spiritual. Tell us about the spiritual part of your name.
The spiritual is verbatim. It's about the spirit. Everything in him that comes out of him, it flows through me. The revelation that he Amen. Gives me to be an epistle writer and an instrument of Jesus Christ. You know, and that's with whatever job title he gives me to do, whether it's Amen. Posting or whether it's recording mm-hmm. music.
I like
being
that.
Obedient
I like
to
that.
It. Yes, spiritual.
Because, you know, they say the best ability is availability, because God is not
right.
going to always necessarily call the qualified. Whoever he calls, he will qualify them. And I appreciate that about you, good brother. Spiritual living.
That's right. I also learned to look at things spiritual. Not bad, brother. You know, so that has a lot to do with it. Stop looking at things so carnally. You know, in a carnal mind, because you'll lose focus on what's really going on around you.
Mm.
It's a spiritual battle.
So that's definitely tied to the name as well. And we have to have a spiritual mindset. The reason I want to expound on your name is because I listen to your music. I love the dope beat. I don't know where you're getting the beats from. You must got a hookup with Dr. Dre or something, but your lyrics. Your lyrics, man, are profound. They deep. We were talking a little bit about the show about the GOAT, the greatest rapper of all time. And for those that don't know, it is Rakim. Who y'all think Biggie and Tupac was listening to? It's Rakim. Me and Brother EHA, we was talking about it. His lyrics was unique. It was never repetitive. They were so precise and so descriptive. And he never used profanity. He was able to rap to jazz background music, which I never heard before. The brother was versatile. What I see, brother, is that your name spiritual is we have to see things from a spiritual perspective. We have to unlearn all of the secular things that we learn and allow this spiritual transformation to take place in our lives. So what was going on in your life? What led this thirst and this hunger for you to feed your spirit so that your mind can see spiritual things more so than the carnal things around you? What was going on in your life?
Oh, man, that's a long story, but I'll try to sum it up. Basically, after, you know, living the way I wasn't supposed to, being disobedient, when I knew for a fact that God was real, I just wasn't into the word like I was supposed to be. And it wasn't no change in me. I was not going to change on my own. Mm. I don't care who would have talked to me about God. It wasn't going to happen. But God himself changed me through a few dreams I had that really terrified me. So I woke up out of that terror, got baptized that same day.
Mm.
And got in his word. Yeah, I'm talking about, it really scared me. So I think I might have to write a book about it. It's a long story.
Yes, sir.
But it turned me around. And I'm thankful for that experience. Ever since then, he's been working with me personally, talking to me personally. It's something I have to do. I had to figure it out. I'm still figuring it out. I'm still learning. I'm still being obedient to his word and what he tells me.
Amen. So now let me ask you this: before this experience that you had you had any religious or church background? I know you said you knew what you were doing and how you was living was displeasing to God. And then I heard you say that you were baptized that same day after the experience. So
yes.
Did you have someone in your life that was giving you spiritual knowledge, biblical knowledge?
Yes, I did. My dad, Harvey Arnold, he was a gospel quartet singer. He put out a few albums. And so the word was already in my house. It was already pumping and thriving. I knew it, but, you know, going on my journey, I had to learn things for myself. Excuse me.
Okay.
After learning things and, you know, the world of sin can be intriguing to you when you're growing up, seeing these things and people you're around, influence. You tend to cling to people your own age rather than, you know, like your dad or your uncles who can teach you better. You just have to go out in the world and find yourself. But I eventually came back before my dad passed and I talked with him a little bit more about what was going on with me and the flesh and the spirit warring against each other, lusting after each other, you know, like the word says.
Mm. Yes, sir. I know about that. That's the truth. Amen.
Yep, but the Lord started dealing with me, really, really dealing with me personally. It's a lot of stories I can tell. Eventually, I'm gonna have to write this down because it's too much.
Amen. Well, you spoke it, brother, and we'll certainly be looking for it. If it's a book in you, don't let the Lord have to bring another devastating inspiration for you to go ahead and put that book out there. It sounds like something that all of us could benefit by reading on. I'm looking forward to that project, sir. If I don't see it after a while, I'll just drop you a note and a reminder every now and then. How's that book coming along, good brother? You still writing? You still considering it?
Right on.
Yeah.
You know, so that's revelation right there, because the book, writing the book is nothing in my sight, but it just came out of me just now. So I'm going to take heed to it, and I'm going to listen.
Amen. 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 This might have been that appointed time where God is just pulling on your coattail, letting you know that you have other talents, you have other gifts that are waiting on you that you haven't even touched the surface on yet, just yet. So when you started rapping, I heard you say you were doing the secular music rap. How did you even know that you had this ability? What, it started with your homeboys back in the day, what, high school or on the block? You just picked it up and you realized that you had that talent to flow?
It all came from Christ, and he developed that seed within my family. My family is really musically inclined. Like I was saying, my dad, you know, he put out music, and I guess it kind of came from him, passed down from his lineage. You know, my granddaddy, it's just a long line of music.
Wow.
But when
when I first heard
rapping, you know, I wanted to, of course I wanted to rap, but I wanted it to sound different. I always want to be different in whatever I do.
Absolutely.
So
ain't
I guess
question
that,
about that.
That transpired. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think it's wonderful, man, what you're doing. I can appreciate your style. Is there any particular rap artist, whether spiritual or secular artist, that kind of motivated you in a particular way? Because you have your own unique style. I'm not going to try to compare you with anybody. But is there anyone that right. you kind of look at and you can see how God kind of directed you to them to create your own unique style of urban gospel music?
Oh, yeah, of course. The first person that stood out to me was Twista, Tongue Twister, back in the day. Like, everybody else was rhyming, and it was, you know, it was sort of kind of sounding nursery rhyming to me. But when I heard Twista, it was just something different, a whole different ball game.
Yes,
as well as Chip Fu, Doc Effects, Gangsta Pat, Bone Thugs, Crucial Conflict, Do or Die, Big Pun, Pastor Troy, Mr. Tech 9, E-40, Bean, MC Breed. There's a lot of them. The list is long, but yeah, I look at the cones and I look at the ability that they do, and I kind of craft it from there with my went into my own lane of doing it.
Amen. Amen.
So that's, well, I think yeah, that's real cool, that's where man. My style comes from.
And so, of course, you write your own lyrics, right? Right.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely. Are you a musician at all? Do you create your beats as well?
I have created beats, but I tend to focus on the lyrics now. I'll purchase a beat, you know, to record to now. But I can make beats. It's just something in the background.
Oh, man.
If it comes down to it, yeah, I can do it.
Amen. It's good to be multifaceted and multi-talented because, you know, God is able to take the clay that we are and mold us and fashion us so that we'll do things, man, that just like you spoke about the book that we had no intention on. I started doing gospel internet radio back in 2014, I didn't see it coming because I actually went to school for this way back, I'm going to say, in 1978. And it didn't surface until 2014. So that's a big gap. But I understood that time when I thought I would be doing what I'm doing now until the actual time when it became a reality, God was molding me. He was fashioning me. He was allowing certain things to happen in my life. Yeah, some of them were consequences that I had to deal with because of my choices. Absolutely. But also, too, God was saying, I'm going to let him go his way until he realized how fruitless his search is, how meaningless and how incorrect his decision-makings are. And then he'll return back to that seed that was planted when I was baptized at the age of 15. Yes, sir.
I agree with that. I agree with that testimony because I feel that the Lord allowed me to stay in that secular world as long as I did, only to develop my talent. When it was time, then it was a major switch, major turnaround.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I agree with what you're saying.
And so your collaborators that were doing secular music, I can only imagine what their reaction and their response was when you confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and your decision to do urban gospel music. They probably thought you had lost your mind, didn't
they? Well, I feel like they kind of they respect what I'm doing, and they told me that it's a good thing and all, but they're not going that way. I put it that way. They believe in God true enough, but as far as the music wise, they're still doing it their way.
I understand. And
we have
you
to
know,
come
that,
to terms that it's not about us. We have to do what he wants us to do, but it's in every man's own timing. You know, got to have patience with this thing.
And it's one thing I've learned, Brother EHA, is that when it comes down to what's really going on and Jesus preached about it, either you're going to love him or you're going to love money. I heard one preacher say that our Lord Jesus preached more about money than he did the kingdom of God. I haven't researched that myself. But money, I'm telling you, is the issue. And the thing about money is that money is the tool that we use to fulfill our desires. So if you look at it from the perspective that money is only symbolic of who's going to rule your life, either you are or God is. See, the love of money is saying that I want so much money so that I can be the ruler of my own life because, you know, the majority of rich people are some snobbish, arrogant, selfish people because they feel like they don't have to be kind, they don't have to be courteous, they don't have to be polite because I can pay somebody to do what I want. You don't have to like me. And that is nothing but self-centeredness. And that's just being self-centered. So it's really about who you're going to let rule. Yeah. Who are we going to let rule over our lives? Yeah. Are we going to be instruments of Christ? Tell us about it, brother. You wrote a song about it.
Right. I have to add to that. It's about that pride, too, man. If it's not money, it's pride that'll keep people away from their true calling. Because you want to please man and not even know that that's what you're doing. Pleasing the people around you. You know, A lot of people don't want to step out their box and be like, I'm representing Christ with this music. I'm doing this and doing that for Christ. Worried about how everybody else going to perceive it. You know,
that's right. Amen.
Be buffed up about that. But amen. I pray that everybody use their talents that was given to them to praise and worship Jesus Christ. Because he deserves it. And that's what he gave it to you for. I pray that the eyes be open. Everybody's eyes be open to that.
Yes, sir. I agree with that 100%. Because it's really all about being instruments of Christ. Some people just have not come to that reality yet. And we're praying that it doesn't come to a breaking point in your life or something tragic or dire. Isn't it amazing? Even on movies, when we see people in very hard-pressed or death situations, the first thing they do is say, oh, God. We don't know if they're dead or not, but it's instilled in our soul. Every person that is alive
is
a creation of the Almighty. So even if you're not church, even if you haven't been baptized, when it comes down to our worst moments, we instinctively cry out to God. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience with my main man right here, EHJ, the spiritual, putting it down and telling it like it is. I just love your ministry, brother, because it's all about being an instrument of Christ. For real, for real.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
All that I'm giving is belief and faith and the way I'm awakening the rankings. I play obedient instrument. To him I'm giving my all. It's never 50%. And even no empty slot to whoever his prophets. Together we got my body to teach amongst y'all. To preach and I fall. Standing bold, yeah, we all whenever he call. Maneuver the life. We know what it is. Ain't no rolling dice. We are the sound, the instrument of Christ. Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Cause tickets are lifting him up, sticking the word because of the book. Hearing the word, that's all I did took to move it, come out of the city.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Together we come in the name, he making us all the same. No one is ever a game. We went from dragging it to breaking the chain.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
So now it's no longer me that's living, the risk that is in it. Blessing every hint, descending on thee, and I feel it, the Almighty G. Whenever you're willing to be done, be taking me through a mysterious spot. So really I can't deny the King of Kings just sitting on high. And the day that I rise, look at my father's eyes. He held me in his arms, conform to the baby that I. Better than let me rapping around, you can see the living in the kernel. Keeping the heat of it burning and burning, your heartbeat is eternal. To him he recompensed everything that I miss. And everybody that's before me in the heavenly bliss. What I do, I might do a flight, keep steering. And check on my loved ones, list so that I reminisce. Hear me this, brought me from a state of a zombie. Buried in the streets, but rose up and busting through concrete. Amongst these evil demons that was watching me sleep. This ain't no paralysis, Alice draining me to deplete. I'm weak. Heavenly Father was thinking I'm coming in prayer. I know you with me all the time, but I can sense that the enemy is there. So take away the fear. Yeah, I'm with you and I hate them. We pay them, rack them, I bait them, verbatim them, shake them and break them. Back to haters, you take them. And I'ma be holding your hand. I'm staying next to my maker. I know you understand. Until you set me forth to go all out with the plan. So ready I stand. Instrument of Christ that I am. Amen. Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord and whatever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord and whatever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord and whatever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord and whatever he wanna be with.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Rush Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
I know you thought that you wouldn't make it through the pain and devastating times, but you're still here. I know that you've been tested, tried, and through it all, he has never let you fall. There's so much more in store for you, for you're still here, yeah.
In your darkest moment, he was always there.
He was always there, yeah.
He won't put the armor on himself, he can bear.
Then you can. You wanted to end it all and leave this world behind, but you continue to believe, press on in spite of disbelief. Just look at what you survived. Look at how you survived, yeah.
Don't you know that you are kept by Almighty God himself? Talking about the Eternal One, the Ancient One, the Creator of everything known and unknown. And listen, we say survive, but that's just a word that you have to absorb and appreciate so that you can understand that you're kept. And you survive and you're kept so that you can become part of the living word in Romans 8 and 37 says, in all these things, talking about whatever it is that's going on, whatever attack from the devil, whatever dark things are coming your way to try to distract you and pull you away from your holy calling in God, we are more. I said more than conquerors. We're not just conquerors. The original language in the Greek, we are considered as super conquerors through him. Don't get it confused. It's through Jesus. It's not because of no might or no strength of my own. It's through him who loved us. And he demonstrates that love by keeping us to be survivors, just like woman of God, Micah Mauro sang about, we are survivors. We are more than survivors. Thank you, woman of God, hardworking promoter manager Gene Austin, for singing that track. I appreciate all of you managers and promoters for making this fire gospel experience hot like it is. I mean, you know, I love Jesus, and Jesus, Holy Spirit, God is running all through me. But because of the ministry of music that you gospel artists are putting out here, we are kingdom collaborating together. So I always like to acknowledge those hardworking managers and promoters that work behind the scenes. Gene Austin, you are a vessel of honor to God. Keep sending that music, woman of God, Mika Mauro, letting you know that you're a survivor on this fire gospel experience. But my man right here, DJ Terry the Spiritual, he's letting us know that, hey, there is a way to live this life in Jesus where you don't have to be ashamed of. So tell us, man of God, what's in your spirit? Would you like to share something to the brothers? Because I'm always encouraging men, because we already know the majority of our churches historically are populated from anywhere from 70 to 80% in church attendance, because, you know, a lot of men feel like church is for weaklings, churches for people that can't make it on their own. Is there a word that you like to share with the men? Because I'm always encouraged when men come to this broadcast, because being a saved man, I understand the things that we used to think about when it comes to being a man, where God had to transform my thinking about what a real man is in his sight, in the sight of God, and not worry about what man is, like you kind of referred to earlier when you said you ain't worried about what people think no more. It's all about pleasing God. Say something to the man that'll hopefully break through and plant a seed.
Yeah, I would like to say to all my brothers out there, if you're comfortable with your lifestyle, I encourage you to try something different, because there's definitely a peace and a peace of mind that King Jesus Christ can provide. Totally different to what you're used to. I encourage you to jump out of your comfort zone. If the streets is your comfort zone, try something different. I know you're trying to walk this walk right, but you say a lot of them believe in God, but they're not walking in Christ. You got to walk it. That's the difference I'm talking about. Try something different.
Yeah. Yes,
don't worry about anything else that's going on around you. Everything is already taken care of. Christ is all we need. I encourage you to try something different. Meaning, come to Christ wholeheartedly. Walk in Him.
Don't
speak with your mouth.
That's it.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I was going to say, I didn't want to interrupt you. I was going to say, brother, it seemed like that one of the biggest deceptions that the devil uses is that this way of life, this Christian way, is restricted, and that there's no life in it, that it's no fun, that it's boring, that it doesn't allow any type of freedom for us to enjoy this life, you know. And, you know, the Bible tells us why is the road that leads to destruction. That's where all of the deceptions and the lies and the tricks and traps are. And the narrow road is for those that look beyond the tricks and the traps and those things that seduce us, because we always want to feel good. We always looking for what feels good next. And then we start living lives of sensuality instead of spirituality. We want to satisfy those things that satisfy the flesh and the flesh part of our mind. And then our spirits are slowly withering away and dying because we have not fed our spirits at all. So can you speak about the things that you've experienced, that I've experienced, that we realized before it was too late? These are just traps. They're seductions. These are things that is out there just to continue to have us chasing those temporary enticements of the flesh. And then we're always trying to feed the flesh. And it's nothing but a trick, and it's a trap. And we ain't lost nothing just because we've been transformed from carnal-minded to spiritual-minded. As a matter of fact, we're enjoying life more now than we ever did. Think about the deception, about the things of the world.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to put in words when you're really trying to get your point across to them. But the deception is real. It'll have you thinking the way you're living is the right way. And it'll even have you going against God sometimes. The deception will. You have to get to the point where you're thinking, why these things have to happen to me? Or if God this and that, why am I going through this and all that? And it'll, you know, it'll push people further back from it.
Yeah.
Just because they was forced to live this street life or the poverty or whatever it may be. And then they'll turn away from God. It's all deception. It's all a trick to keep you going that way. But you have to turn around. You have to open your eyes and open your ears. Take heed to what the Lord is saying and what he's showing you. It's all in the Word. You got to have the Word, too. Because you have to read and know and hear about what's going on with it. It's just very, very hard to put in words.
It is.
The experience,
and it takes time,
the experience itself is the best teacher, you know.
Amen.
You have to go through these things.
Amen.
God will speak to your experience. It's better.
Exactly, because we're trying to put our life experiences into this short platform of words, but yet and still, we're planting seeds for the EHA. And I just believe that the things that we say at some point in time will hopefully cling to them, and they will understand that at some point in their life that the things that they are substituting without even realizing, that they are substituting things to find some sense of satisfaction in life, some sort of purpose in life, and even to the point of feeling good. That thing about feeling good, here's the proof of what we're saying about your spirit, because you always have to go back to that thing, be it something that make you feel good, be it drugs, be it alcohol, be it sex, or be it pride and arrogance, be it money. You can never get enough. The more that you get, the more that you want. And that is evidence that you're trying to feel something inside of you that is not clicking, is not working. That's because your soul is crying out for connection with God. So, yes, it's difficult to put it into words in this short platform that we have. But we do believe that if you listen to this broadcast, that something is going to stay with you. Your soul is saying amen right now. It's just a matter of time.
I'm going to say this real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. It takes constant communion with the brothers to get the answer they really need, because you can't get it in a few sentences and a few words. But, you know, you meet somebody and you're looking for the answer, you think they're going to give it to you real quick and fast.
Yeah.
You know, then you'd be disappointed. It's going to take constant communion with your brothers and sisters in Christ, constant.
That's right.
Nothing's going to happen really fast for you like that. A lot of people look for that quick and fast answer, be disappointed.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
And that's so true. That's even biblical, because Paul spoke about that himself. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but it's God that gives the increase. So we understand and we know that it is a process. And then while you're getting a little bit of word here, a little bit of truth here, God is allowing you to go through those experiences in life apart from him, so that you can see for yourself that, man, I am just making the wrong decisions. I'm bringing trouble on myself. And all the time you are experiencing this deep, dissatisfying hunger that's inside you, that won't let you rest, that won't let you accept the things that you're doing as being sufficient, because these things are just substitute and they will not feed our souls. And ultimately, that's the thing that will convince us that I need to try something different. Man of God, we certainly appreciate your conversation. We appreciate your ministry. We appreciate your knowledge of God's word. I believe that you're everything you described yourself to be, a general, an interpreter, an exhorter, an encourager, a mentor, all of those things and even more. God has more in store for you, good brother. I just appreciate the things that you're doing, and just pray that you continue to keep making this music, man, because I still have another track to play and try to stay with Jesus, man. Would you like to speak on that before you go?
Yes, it's verbatim, self-explanatory. Stay in Jesus, stay with Jesus. Learn more about Jesus. Accept correction. Continue to learn. And commune with the brothers and sisters as much as you can. Take in as much as you can. the Lord will speak through them and through you. He will use you. You gotta keep you. You gotta stay available.
Amen. And the key word is stay, stay, stay. No matter what, stay. No matter how you feel, no matter how they talk about you, because they go talk about you. You may not hear it, you may not know it. You'll walk in a room and you'll feel that vibe. Somebody been talking about me. You can tell by the way they look. I go to my job sometimes and I can just tell by the vibe. And then sometimes people are, they can't be cordial to you, Brother EHA. There are signs that you know that people have something against you. And please understand that it's not necessarily and totally you. It's the Jesus in you that they feel coming through you, and that they are feeling uncomfortable because their soul wants what they see in other people, but the carnal man inside of them and us before we accepted Jesus Christ is in conflict. It's in Romans 7. You'll see it for yourself. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak and sometimes hard here. Good brother, where can your music be downloaded? And tell us about your social media contacts so that my listeners can continue to support you. And if there's an event going on, whether live at a conference or a concert or revival, and they heard this broadcast and they want you to be a part of their event, how can you be reached?
Oh, yeah, you can reach me at ehathespiritual@yahoo.com for any bookings. Before social media, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all at EHA The Spiritual. And all my music is on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Deezer, iHeartRadio, MediaNet, YouTube. Yeah.
Hey, amen. That's beautiful.
I praise
good,
the Lord.
You keep doing what you're doing, good brother. We appreciate your ministry. We appreciate your love for Jesus. It's effervescent. It overflows you. And that's a good thing, brother. So we're going to keep you in our prayers for sure. Keep me in your prayers. Keep my family in your prayers. Yes, Lord. And
yes,
I'm looking forward, man, to seeing greater and more wonderful things from this beautiful music ministry that God has put you over. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. We love
Most
you in
definitely.
Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't a thing you can do about it. We're going to love you and pray for you until Jesus come get us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's my good brother, EHA the Spiritual, right here.
Yes, indeed. Let me close this with 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for closing that out with that scripture, brother. That was powerful and it's right on time. My man, EHA the Spiritual, was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Don't y'all just love this, brother? Don't you love him? Amen. And when I grow up, I promise you, I'm going to be just like this good brother, because he's doing it up big on this Fire Gospel Experience. And we ain't through with him yet. Still doing his thing. Don't y'all know this brother is doing his thing real? He's doing it live, and he's doing it like God gave it to him just like he's doing it. EHA, the Spiritual, is right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Y'all better understand that. And if you want to be my special guest, I'm looking forward to having you be a part of this Fire Gospel Experience ministry, because that's what it is. You can give me a call, 870-413-0220. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Send me a message. I dare you to come on this Fire Gospel Experience and let the world know how much you love Jesus. If you love him, you need to get in touch with me so that I can help expand the borders and the territory of your ministry, if that's what you want. Now, if you're satisfied and doing your thing, I'm going to pray that God continue to bless you and overpour his spirit in you. But in the meantime, for everybody else that want to just give God more of what they've been giving him already, you need to get in touch with me. I am appointed and anointed to kingdom collaborate with you, but it's all based upon your faith walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you know, man of God is telling us to stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. I promise you, that's what I'm doing every day.
Hello, everybody. I'm EHA the Spiritual, and you're listening to Fire The Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up in your spirit and lighting up your soul with biblical inspirations and the very best in gospel music. I pray that the music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and co-workers by telling them about fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Stay with the feeling, for reeling. Get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real Jesus.
Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
The best another day is I open my eyes. I'm breathing, confirmation the Lord is alive, meaning I'm alive. I'm ready to go about my day. I'm closing my ears to what evil spirits have to say, cause they lead astray. I'm asking my God, what's the play? I'm ready, been ready, let me go in all the way. Get hit with the feeling that I'd be willing in a race. I defeated yesterday, and I pray it's the same today. Running, running, busting through any obstacle. You my arsenal, got me like Mission Impossible. Ripping, sending particles, unstoppable. Do it, remarkable, choppable. Continuously shockable with logic, audible gospel. Apostle, with Jesus Christ, he's the mind I'm in. I'ma be dead until he come again with the visions of his revenge. Relent during this event, many pretend we offend with the epistle writings and pens. So here we go, as we touch on the topic, revealing the real Jesus. More than a prophet. Forget about what you know, cause if you know he the answer, don't allot it. Potent, not narcotic, never flaking, he's solid. Giving off a wonderful aura. His aura is beautiful, major authority. Look at the Torah. If any of you thinking he didn't walk up onto that water, no thinking I'm aura. He didn't warn inside of Gomorrah. But to win it, his amazing grace. If you follow him, then he taking your place. Knowing who he died for, yeah. Enduring all the way to the end. Keeping the feeling within, and that can be for you down here in her. Realizing what is you stressing for. You already know what the spiritual telling them, bro. Just stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
Stay awake as I walk on this spiritual journey. With Jesus, he gripping me tight, holding me firmly. Loving my father, the teacher, me, I be learning. And yet that I walk with him daily, I feel the burning out through my soul. When only the real saints know, when he grab a hold, it's something you cannot control. Let go, I'ma always confess it. In Christ, I be bold. And sometimes I get a tear from the Holy Ghost. Top of the matter, no matter, get shattered and rattled on the chapter. After the fact of the past, I bow to the master. Only Rabboni Jesus, the reason that he paid a fee, cause we evil, and you know he sees us, we be the bloodline. So he hit us with the feeling, we born and ordained and willing every single time. Like a young lion up in his prime, with the image of a sheep, righteous is never weak in design. Listen up to incline, keeping this gospel into your mind. You looking for it, so here is the sign. Make sure you in the line, and do whatever you gotta do to make it to the new, so you won't be declined. So tell me just what is you stressing for? You already know what you gotta be telling them, bruh. Just stay with the feeling for real, and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost, he is that feeling. I'm forever staying with the spirit. Understanding needs to be understood, man. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Don't that sound dope, bruh?
Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, church. Stay with the feeling, for real, get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body for real, bruh. Stay with the feeling, it's off in your body. For real, church, stay with the feeling for real and get ready for spiritual healing, appealing, ascending, revealing the real of my bruh.
Truly wonderful, wonderful. I thank y'all for going on this journey with me. Stay with the feeling, church. Instrument of Christ. Amen.
Man of God, EHA, the spiritual. Y'all heard that man say that he was listening to Twista, and he got a hold of some of that Twista and said it took his music ministry to a whole another level, and I do understand that. Amen. This is the segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, because that's what it is. It's an experience that you can take with you after the broadcast. We believe that when we submit ourselves to Jesus right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, that Holy Spirit God will just resonate through the internet airwaves and touch you in a very special way, so that you feel something move in your spirit. And then when you go about your daily activities, that you'll be like, I remember I heard a word. I remember I felt a vibe. I remember that God is moving through all of these instruments of Christ, those instruments of honor, instruments that are pleasing in God's sight. So we are just striving to live a life that please God. So I want you, yes, you, and you too. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Be a part of this Fire Gospel Experience on this Shine Artist Spotlight, just like I will be shining on this two-time award-winning gospel artist, nominated gospel songwriter. She's top 100 Billboard artist charted. She's from Los Angeles, California, and she gives spoken words. She gives gospel music. She is an apostle, and she'll let you know she loves Jesus. She ain't got no problem letting you know that. I mean, because it is what it is, and she is here to honor God with her very life. I am so happy and pleased to have this woman of God back with us. She is a vessel of honor unto our God, and she's going to share with us spoken word inspiration. She's doing double duty because she got it like that. Amen goes right there. None other than woman of God, Janine Bonner, is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Y'all better recognize, get in touch with me. I want you to be a part of this platform. I want you to be a part of this word of inspiration, just like this woman of God that's letting us know that when you get into the presence of God, you can't stay the same. Amen. Woman of God, Apostle Janine Bonner.
Lord God, we come to you making a petition to heaven for your presence. Lord, we call on the Paracletos, your spirit that will never leave us, but will remain in your glorious presence. We call on the Ruach HaKodesh, the very breath of God right now to blow on us in your presence. Lord, we know according to Psalm 16:11, in your presence is the fullness of joy. So we declare joy now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking for the rain to come and shower the blessings from heaven on us now. Lord, we declare your glory now to come and saturate us in your presence. Lord, we declare your glory to overtake our spirit. Lord, your presence comes in the name of Jesus to destroy in the name of Jesus and break every yoke. Your sweet presence bring healing, bring deliverance, and restoration in the name of Jesus. Your presence is like a sweet aroma of your glory. The word presence in Hebrew is panim, which means face to face. Lord, as we go before your presence, I declare that we meet you face to face. Your presence is like heaven invading earth. Your presence is like the heavenly treasures that we have to explore in the merciful name of Jesus. I declare and decree a heaven takeover now. I declare your presence to take over our lives. I decree a heavenly takeover to control our destiny. I declare a heavenly takeover to design in the name of Jesus our plan and purpose in order for us to reach our promise in you, God. I declare that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and I'm declaring your promises in your presence. I'm declaring that you said that you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging for bread in your presence. Lord, you declare riches in your presence. Lord, you declare hope in your presence. In the name of Jesus, now declare his presence. Now declare his presence. Now declare his presence. Thank you. now declare his presence in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. When you get into the presence of God, you can declare some things. I promise you, you can. Sounds a woman of God to me. Right here on this fire gospel experience. So without any further ado, this awesome woman of God is here, and we thank you for joining us. Woman of God, Shanine Bonner, thank you for coming back to this fire gospel experience. You took us to the throne room right there with that one, woman of God.
thank you for inviting me back.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know,
I almost went in. I forgot that was me. I almost went.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I understand. I was just about in. I had one foot on the slide. I was in there too, girl. Thank you so much for letting God use you in such a beautiful, beautiful way. I love that piece. It takes us straight to the throne of heaven, and I'm just happy and excited to have you come back. Why don't you introduce yourself for the few people that have not been blessed with your ministry? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us who you are, woman of God, Shanine Bonner.
Hi, my name is Shanine Bonner. I am originally from Flint, Michigan, by the way of Los Angeles, California. I am a mother of three, a grandmother of four. I am an apostle. I am a prophet. I'm just a servant of the Most High God, and I just love the Lord, and that's about it about me.
I believe it. I believe it. Now, Flint, Michigan, over there with them Flintstones. You know, I grew up in Detroit, so I know about them Flintstones. I know about them.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Born and raised in Flint.
Hey, man, for those of y'all that don't know, those Flintstones were some folks that definitely need Jesus in their lives. They was out there doing all kind of stuff going on. I guess Flint was trying to fool themselves as being just as treacherous and just as dangerous as Detroit. I can recall on my way to school, I went to Ferris State, just hanging out. Somebody said, let's go to Flint and hang out. That was back in my party days. And I remember we stopped at a gas station, about two or three dudes there. They could tell by looking at us that we wasn't from Flint. And, boy, they was giving us that rough-looking eye. And I said, Lord Jesus, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Thank God for change. So we praying for Flint. We praying for everybody out there that's not under the precious covering of the blood of Jesus. Tell
Amen.
Us about your this ministry, this apostleship that you have. You do speak spoken word as Holy Spirit God gives you, and you sing music as well, gospel music in a very beautiful way, very beautiful presentation. Where did all this come about? Did it start from early childhood? God just stepped into your life and introduced you to some gifts and talents that you using in such a wonderful way to honor God and bless us?
I remember at maybe I was about 8 or 9, and I went to a Kenneth Hagin conference. My aunt took me, and so he laid hands on me, and he said, and you're going to be a nightingale for the Lord. And so I'm looking, so he must have knew what I didn't know what a nightingale. He said, you're going to sing the praises of the Lord.
Okay.
And the hand of the Lord has always been on my life. So since I was a kid, I felt him. My grandmother used to say, leave her alone. The presence of the Lord is on her, you know. So, I just always like to sing. My mother used to have me to sing Minnie Riperton to her.
Okay.
I was just 8 years old, sitting on a bar stool singing Back Down Memory Lane. You know,
come on,
and loving you. So, I've always, you know, like to sing, but to do it like professionally, I sung in church and everything, but it's just, you know, to sing it professionally just came forth. And how I got all of this, I just got into the presence of the Lord, and I said, Holy Spirit, give me the words, and that's how it has been for the spoken word and for the song.
Amen. I'm glad you said that. Give recognition to our elders, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunties, and uncles, because they are such a foundation for our faith that we can look and we can see the Jesus in them even before we start maturating into the image of Jesus in our own lives. We have people that God mm-hmm. placed in our lives. Sometimes it might be a neighbor in the neighborhood. Sometimes it might be somebody at our church. But God is going to always provide us with a patriarch, with a matriarch, somebody that's already rooted and grounded in Christ so that we can see Jesus in them. I'm going to tell you this, woman of God, one of the greatest scriptures that blessed my spirit is when I read that the Bible declares that those of us, it says that there are some that believe because they saw the miracles of Jesus. And we are mm-hmm. more blessed than the people that actually saw Jesus raise people from the dead, that actually saw people,
right.
That actually delivered people from demonic possession, that actually healed people from diseases and lameness and blindness. But the Bible declares, I mean, if I've seen somebody raise a dead man, I'm believing you forever, forever, forever. And even with that, there were still some people that still did not believe. But the Bible declares that you and mm-hmm. I, those of us that did not see those miracles that Jesus did, and I believe he did them, are more blessed than the people that saw them because we didn't see them, but we still believe. Isn't that wonderful? That's the power of belief right there.
Yeah, I've always said, I had an aunt, but one of my mother's older sisters, she the one taught me in the way of the Lord. About no spiritual things, anything, she
yeah.
just taught me. I was her Timothy. She was my Paul. And she just mm-hmm. taught me the things of the Lord. And the thing about what people don't understand, faith is an action word that moves.
Come on. Come
faith
on.
Is a verb. And so mm. once you apply
Woo.
faith has to move for you.
Amen.
So God has to honor his word. So when you know, people, you know, right now we're in a dispensation now, you know, when a lot of people, and I really truly like this, because a lot of young people, they don't like the fakeness. They recognize the real
mm-hmm.
and see what God is doing. So we are
yes.
in this thing right now where, you know, okay, back in the Bible time, they seen it and still didn't believe it. But the faith that God has placed inside of us, because we have seen some things that God has delivered us from, and we know that nobody but the Lord could have done that.
Nobody. Mm-hmm.
And so, but that's where our faith has to come in and start, you know.
Amen. Amen, amen. I felt you about to go in again. I felt it. You was right there. You was like, y'all, give me a towel and move this glass of water over because I'm about to go in. That's why I bring y'all on here, woman of God, because look, this is a platform where y'all can let your hair down, because we listen to you all's music, and it blesses us. But when we hear your testimonies, it complements your music ministry. Because, see, we hear you singing about what you've been through and how good and great God is and how he delivered you. But when y'all come in and y'all start quoting scriptures, that let us know you know Bible, that you're not over this gospel music ministry for fame or recognition. Everybody wants to be appreciated, but that's not the driving force that moves us. We want to let people know God is real. That the Bible
right.
is true, it's inerrant, it's everything that God intended for it to be, that Jesus is the only way to God. I don't care how much you meditate and how much
That's
you
it.
Try to work your way into heaven, it's not going to work. You have to accept the sacrificial offering that has already been made in Jesus. And when we hear y'all,
That's right.
I told you, I felt you about to go in. My listeners felt you about to go in too. I'm looking forward to you coming back so that you can go ahead and go all the way in, and I can just sit back and just let you bless me. Tell us about this song that you have, Great God. Isn't God great? Isn't he great?
Oh, what does old daddy tell me? He better than that.
Yeah, yeah. Words can't describe it.
Believe it. I was actually in homelessness, and I was sitting and on a friend's couch, and I was just, you know, I was staying with a friend, and I was just sitting on the couch, and I just went into prayer, and, you know, and I said, Lord, I just praise you, Lord, I just honor you. Next thing I heard, he opened blinded eyes. What a great God we serve.
Great God.
And I started taping myself.
Yes.
And that's how, actually, the Lord, the Holy Spirit gave me all the words to it. So
Amen.
I'm a co-writer. I ain't the writer of it. And so, and that's how that came forth. And even now when the Lord has given me, because I'm about to do a full project, I will wake up and hear the whole song.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
yeah,
have to,
yeah,
I have to
yeah,
sleep
yeah.
with the phone beside me. And I wake up throughout the night and I tape it so that I won't lose the melody. And I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord, this melody especially coming from heaven, off the altar of heaven. I thank you for it.
Yeah. Woo, Jesus, you're about to make me go in, woman of God. I'm going to tell you something now. You said something that I'd like to discuss that I've posted on Facebook. I like to share this knowledge because it needs to go out there. You said that you're the co-author of that song, co-writer of that song. Well, there is a saying, and you see it sometimes on license plate, where it says, God is my co-pilot. And then, you know, it'll be on Facebook, and they'll be talking about, God ain't my co-nothing. He's my pilot. Well, let me share this. For everybody that has heard this saying and not fully understood the responsibilities and duties of the co-pilot, the co-pilot sits in the back seat behind the pilot with radars and with all type of GPS indicators and instruments so that he can navigate the plane and give the directions, hello, to the pilot.
Wow.
That's why it says God is my co-pilot. The co-pilot is the navigator that instructs the pilot where to fly the plane. Hello. Thank you.
Wow.
I just want y'all to know it's okay. God is our co-pilot. And that don't mean when we say co that he's a lesser or equal to us. No, that's another title. See, when we dig deep, that's when we get those nuggets of truth. God is putting certain things out there just to whet our appetites, to increase our hunger, to dig deeper. Amen. Goes right there. I told you, see there, you made me go
Amen.
In. Thank you, woman of God. You made me go in. I'm in.
And you know, and the thing about when I went to the studio to do Great God, the producer, you know, he don't work with like big stars, and even the engineer worked for big stars. And the engineer told me, he said I never worked with a gospel artist. Worked with with Ray J, Tyga, and all of those rap artists and stuff. And so when we was finishing Great God, he said I gotta go take this call. So me and the producer stayed in the room, and so we listened to him in the hallway singing, what a great God we serve. A great. And so he came back to the studio. He looked at me. He said, Janine, he said, that's a hit. He said, I can't get that song out of my head. I said, that was the purpose. I said, because God wants, I said, you engineered this, but God wants.
Amen. I love it, girl. You got me happy. You know that. Thank you. Listen, I want to thank you personally, too, because I just am going through bereavement while I'm doing this broadcast. My oldest daughter recently, 3 days ago, passed away unexpectedly. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for your condolences, because I have learned a long time ago that even in our darkest times, just like Apostle Paul said, he takes pride and he glorifies his infirmities and his weaknesses, because when we are weak, that's when God shows up to be strong and mighty. So thank you for your prayers. My family is going through bereavement right now. We're in a state of shock. But I had to, like I shared with my brother EHA, the spiritual, who still listens to the program. I appreciate you, good brother. I had to take my eyes off of the shock and the pain of separation and look at where she is. We down here crying because she gone. She up there crying because we still down here. We still down here.
Right,
She's dancing. She's in the presence of God. And she's like, Lord, with I'm sure a certain sense of emotion in her spirit talking about, boy, I'd be glad when they get up here with me. So to everyone that is suffering the loss of bereavement, whatever the circumstances be, I feel you. And we are dedicating this show to you, you, and you. that are dealing with the loss of a loved one. So I appreciate y'all supporting me. We are joining in this thing together. It's not just me. This is a kingdom family. We are here to support each other. Even the Bible says, woman of God, that this is how the world knows that we are of Christ, by the love that we show to one another. And I'm so glad that you let us know that that word love, agape, is a verb. It's not an emotion. How can you feel good about giving your enemy bread? How can you feel good about giving your enemy water? How can you feel good about blessing somebody that's cursing you? It's not about how I feel. It's about a commitment to do what God say do. It's a verb. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Love you. Is there a final word that you'd like to leave us with and bless us with before we play this beautiful song and go back to the throne of grace?
I just want to say, just be encouraged, and just know that, that God is always there.
Amen. He is. He is that. And woman of God, I need you to keep doing what you're doing. I need you to stay connected to this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry so that we together can lift up the wonderful name of God the Father, our Savior Jesus the Son, and Holy Spirit God, and watch God do miracles in our lives. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I appreciate you joining me, woman of God. Looking forward to having you come back
as
soon as we can work it out. Bless you in Jesus. That's
Thank
woman
you.
Of God. The name's Bonner. See on this side. He went in and made me go in. That's because we serve a great God. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, you need to listen. great God that is. Got so excited and wanted to hear that song. It just moved in my spirit so much. I just wanted to bring Woman of God, Shanine Bonner, back so that she can let us know where we can support her. Where is all of your social media contacts, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, so that my listeners can support you and follow you, as well as where your music can be downloaded. And if there's a promoter or a pastor out there that has an upcoming event, be it in reality, in our places of worship or auditorium, or even if it's on a virtual concert, how can you be reached? Share with us your information so that we can support your ministry, Woman of God.
Well, my website is ShanineCBonner.com. My email is Shanine@ShanineCBonner.com. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on all of those. And my music is on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, all of that, all the digital downloads.
Amen. So if someone wants to get in touch with you, they can go to your website. If they want you to be a part of their event, concert, revival.
Yes, they can go to my website at www.ShanineCBonner.com and go to the section that they book me, and they can book me.
Amen. You just keep doing what you're doing, Woman of God, and then you'll see me in the third row in the center aisle at the Dove Awards, Stellar Awards, and Grammy Awards, clapping, saying, "That's my home girl right there. Amen. Thank you, Woman of God. We appreciate you. Thank you, Woman of God. You keep doing what you're doing. We love you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Amen. That's one Woman of God, Shanine Bonner, right here. Fire Doctor the Church. Amen. Get in touch with her. If you are a pastor, or if you are a manager, promoter, and you're looking for somebody that's anointed, you already heard that Woman of God. She will keep us encouraged and inspired with inspirational word, as well as singing gospel music. That's what you want. You want a Proverbs 31 woman to come in and just bless your event. That is Woman of God, Apostle Shanine Bonner, doing her thing right here. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. Don't y'all worry about a thing. I got you. Here's Man of God, Rashawn Rawls. He's letting us know that God is the one that he kept me. Amen. Goes right there, right there. Bless you, Man of God.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Listen here. Oh, yeah. Over and over, you stepped in and you rescued me right on time. And I thought I had it figured out.
don't you know that our God is a keeper? He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Amen. That right there is some of the most precious words I have ever heard in my life, because I don't care what's going on. I don't care what may be happening in my life. My anchor is fixed, and my mind is made up, and my heart is blessed when I hear those words that I will never leave you, because I've had some people leave me now. Come on now. I've had some people that have disappointed me, and I'm sure I may have disappointed some people myself, but that was not my intention. But to know that there is one who is almighty, who has an eye and an ear in every corner, and that nothing goes beyond his purview, blesses my heart and blesses my soul. That is our God. Sounds of Man of God, Rashawn Anderson, with He Kept Me. That's right, Man of God, Rashawn Anderson. He kept me, and I am so blessed to be kept by God. Don't you know that God loves you? You don't know that? Amen. Well, I tell you what, I have a witness here on this Fire Gospel Experience. It's not just me saying it. I have these anointed, talented, gifted people of God that come on here, and they'll sing it for you better than I can speak on it. I can speak with the best of them. But here's woman of God, Tracy Shy Simmons, thinking about how much this wonderful God loves me and you too. Amen.
With an everlasting love.
Yes, it is. It's a love that won't die. It's a love that lasts throughout all eternity. Woman of God, Tracy Shy Simmons, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, telling the truth, putting it down, letting us know God loves you and he won't stop loving you. He's just looking for somebody to appease him with our own love. We are embracing for your spiritual resuscitation, refreshment, and revival from the book of Deuteronomy. Amen. Fourth chapter, fourth verse, where it speaks on this wise, but ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Amen. We're going to speak about being alive. Being alive. Yes. Life is precious. Life is beautiful. And life is a gift of God. What we do with it is a gift that we return back to God. So what does it mean to be alive? I know for a fact that there's a difference between living and being alive. As I was recently reflecting on life and living, it came to me that our lives are equal to one continuous day. Yes. I know that every day that we awake is a new day, another one of those beautiful blessings from our God, the Most High. But it's another day that makes up the days of our lives. Each new day, we don't start from scratch or square one. We pick up where we left off with a newness of life after sleep, rest, and relaxation. But what is it that we left off from and continuing in this new day that we have never seen nor never will see again? Is it a conscientious life of caring and caring for others? Is it a productive, is it being productive in the great and grand scheme of things pertaining to God and godliness? Has our constitutions, beloved, our commitment, and our convictions become more embellished to further the cause of our Lord Jesus the Christ in our world, which has so much unbelief? Is it all worth cleaving to as we cleave unto our God, just like the children of Israel did in Deuteronomy 4 and 4, which says, but ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God? If so, then we are adventuring into the life that is virtually alive, vibrant, and enduring. It's an everlasting gift that we receive and we are presented to in the very sight of God as we live this vibrant, enduring life. It's been said that it's not about the length of days in our lives, but the impact that we make with the days that we live. The Word of God says, Deuteronomy 4 and 4, starting with verse 1. And now, O Israel, listen carefully to these laws I teach you, and obey them if you want to live and enter into the and possess the land given you by the Lord God of your ancestors. Do not add other laws or subtract from these. Just obey them, for they are from the Lord your God. You have seen what the Lord did to you at Baal Peor, where he destroyed many people for worshiping idols. But all of you who were faithful to the Lord your God are still alive today. So, beloved, the process for a life well lived, which is vibrantly and spiritually alive, is as it says in Deuteronomy 4:1, teach, obey, and live it. So we must be intimately acquainted on deep spiritual levels in God's holy word, to delve so deeply that God's words transforms us into the very embodiment of his word. We actually and literally do become walking, talking, breathing, and living Bibles. But this is only possible through our obedience, which is our greatest of all sacrifices to our God. obedience is far more than just mental acquiescence. 1 Samuel 15 and 22 lets us know. It says, Samuel replied, has the Lord as much pleasure in your burnt offerings and sacrifices as in your obedience? He was talking to the king at that time. Obedience is far better than sacrifice. He is much more interested in your listening to him than in your offering the fat of ram to him. Words from the prophet Samuel speaking to King Saul. Obedience is far better than mental acquiescence. Yes, it starts its formation and development in our brains. It certainly does. But a head knowledge of God's word to remember, quote, and even pontificate is not what Holy God is looking for in our ambassadorship. He wants to see his word talking and walking in us, just as God's holy word embodied our Savior, the Lord Jesus. James says in James 2 and 17, so you see, it isn't enough to have faith. You must also do good to prove that you have it. Faith that doesn't show itself by good works is no faith at all. It's dead and useless, reading from the Living Bible. So, beloved, God will respond to our faithful obedience, because there is a begrudging obedience where we just go through the motions. I'm doing your will, God, but I'm gritting my teeth and I'm clenching my fist, but I'm doing what you want me to do, Lord. That's not what God is looking for. He wants free will obedience. But this is obedience, I'm telling you, faithful obedience will give us open doors. It'll give us seasons of favor and abundance in our mind, body, and soul that will be overwhelming. So we just have to stay alive in the living, which means that we are to give our very best, our all and all the time, to get the very best of God in return. Just like the processes in the banking industry, we have to make deposits in order to expect withdrawals. And if that is a financial principle that applies and is true in our earth realm, it is even more so when it comes to God's holy kingdom. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not yours, not mine, some stuff that we made up. All these things shall be added unto you. What things? Jesus was telling you, don't worry about what you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, and what you're going to put on. God going to cover you. He got you. The Living Bible reads, and he will give them to you if you give him first place in your life and live, hello, as he wants you to. So find it, beloved. And that is how we will be blessed to live lives that are complete, whole, and meaningful, that will honor and glorify God and be tremendous blessings to everyone that's attached to our lives. Amen. What a beautiful principle God has given for us to live by. I want to thank my special guest, awesome man of God, doing wonderful things in urban gospel music ministry, EHA, the spiritual. Y'all need to follow that brother. Y'all need to download his music. Y'all need to support that young man, and he is just blessing us greatly. He is blessing the kingdom of God with his ministry, and I believe with everything that he has within him. Amen. It goes right there. Thank you, woman of God, Apostle Shanoon Bonner, for coming in and blessing us with so many energetic, effervescent words of testimony and truth. Looking forward to having both of y'all come back whenever y'all ready for me. You all have an open invitation. I just want y'all to know I love what y'all are doing. I want to leave you with these final words from Psalm 116 and 15 for those of us that are going through grief and bereavement right now. It says in Psalm 116 and 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Because it's not as if it's though we are unsaved people with no hope, where we think death is the end, but death is a transition. It is just a departure from this world into the everlasting eternal kingdom of heaven, where God is, where he has a seat reserved for you, you, and you too, if and only if you believe. I'm so grateful to have this fire gospel experience broadcast and replayed on my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60, as well as YouTube, Ron E. Jefferson. You can pull up my archive shows and share them and be encouraged. You don't have to wait until Saturday at 12 Central Time and then Sunday at 4 Central Time. If you want to be my special guest, if you got music, you can get in touch with me, and I will be a kingdom collaborator with you as we honor God with our lives. If you feel so led to contribute to this Fire Gospel experience, any donation of any amount will certainly be appreciated. My Cash App is $Ron with a capital R, capital E, Fire, Ron E Fire 60, and it will go to further the uplift and the kingdom building process of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. We'll leave you with man of God, Frank McGee, because once we live this life for God, we are alive. But you know what? We still want you, dear God, to make me better. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, because he is worthy of all our praise. Father, Son, Jesus, Holy Spirit, God, we bless you and we praise you and we live because you gave us new life in Christ.
Shouldn't be, renew your strength within me, and give me more grace, just to run this race. Please don't ever let me go, 'cause with you, Lord, I will uphold. So please,
you can share it.